Hey guys, welcome back to the Value Investing Funds podcast. I'm really, really excited for this episode. I think we're going to cover a lot of things in this episode. We'll cover IEX, and everyone is asking about IEX, so we'll cover that, and we'll cover some things that I think no one is talking about. I've had to go through a lot of stuff just to figure out if like someone is talking about the specific thing, which we will cover in this video, and we'll actually start with that. So just stick with me, and please subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already, and please drop us a like as well. That would be really, really appreciated. So let's discuss IEX and why this is one of the best businesses there is, and what are the problems, and what are the tailwinds. I think there's one tailwind that, as I said, no one is talking about, and that's going to be something that's going to like impact the future for them in a lot of in a very short period of time. So before we get into it, I just wanted to say that we are not your investment advisors. So please take this at face value, and just this video is only for your education, and that's basically it. So yeah, so let's get into IEX. What does the company do? So Indian Energy Exchange Limited operates a power trading platform. The company enables price discovery and risk management for participants of the electricity market, including industries eligible for open access. Its products include day ahead market, a physical electricity trading market for deliveries for any sum, all 15 minute time blocks in 24 hours for the next day starting from midnight. Term ahead market that provides a range of products, allowing participants to buy and sell electricity on intraday, day ahead contingency basis. So there is like the Indian electricity market is heavily regulated, but the thing is, the way it's set up, it is set up for the DISCOMs, which is the distribution companies, to fail. So slowly and gradually, the new Udaya Yojana that the government has launched is going to be like a huge change for these companies. So inka jo, the way it's set up, the way the electricity market is set up is, like, if you read about it, you'll be like, why are we even doing this? So now they're starting to change it, but like right now it's not that great. So I want to point out a couple of things before we start explaining IEX, because then, as I said, no one is talking about this, and this is the major tailwind that is in the favor of the company. So this is their investor presentation. You can see that the electricity generation, the capacity in the country, has gone up quite significantly. And so if you read this, it says capacity growth of 8% and generation increase of 5% in the last 10 years has led to surplus generation in India. So what that means is that right now the generation of electricity is higher than what is required. So the country doesn't need the amount of electricity that's getting produced. So the way the DISCOMs are set up, DISCOMs means just like the distribution companies. So if you look at this chart over here, long-term agreements between the DISCOMs and the companies that create the produce electricity, that would be your NTPCs, your Tata Power, and all these bigger power grids and stuff like that, that have that they produce energy. So they are the ones who are generating electricity, and DISCOMs are the distribution companies who have the network through which they transfer electricity to our houses. So they have the whole, like, the infrastructure that is built in around it. So the way it is set up right now is it's set up through PPA. So that's a power purchase agreement. So the grid makes a deal with the DISCOM, and the DISCOM basically tells them what amount of like power they need. So they say that we need, say, this is just a hypothetical example, 600 megawatt of electricity we need over the next 25 years. So these agreements are 25 years, and I think you can also kind of make sense of this, how like you don't know what is going to happen 3 years from now, but you're supposed to enter into an agreement and figure out what your energy purchase like is going to be 25 years from now. So this, what this has led to is, like, and once the agreement is locked in, you have to no matter what take that electricity. So if your demand is 100 megawatts, you have to take that 100 megawatts. You can't do anything about it. So the way it's set up is, like, the DISCOM companies, especially during COVID, industries are the most, like, the industries use the most amount of electricity. So the industries kind of shut down, so they weren't selling any electricity to industries. So the DISCOMs had to take the bulk of that loss. So they've already promised the 100 megawatts that they're going to use. The DISCOMs were actually using 60 megawatts. So the 40 megawatts ki extra capacity, they was just lying with them, and they couldn't do anything with that. So what are you going to do? You can't do anything. You just have to basically eat that up. Like, as a DISCOM, I have to take that loss. So what they were doing is, like, if the promised price was, like, say 10 rupees, now they have all this extra capacity. They were selling it for, like, at losses, heavy losses. And that's why the electricity companies suffered so badly. So what IEX is going to do, and this is where, that's why I'm trying to, like, explain the whole thing. IEX jo kar raha hai, IEX is very important in this whole ecosystem, because what is going to happen in the future is these PPAs are going to run out, and then it's the short term market, which is now only 11%, is going to go up. So the way, like, PPAs are still important, they'll be still part of the ecosystem. But agar main ek discom hu and my demand is say 100 megawatts and I'm right now, and I think like it's going to fluctuate, what I can do is I can set up an agreement for 50 megawatts, and the other 50% I can go through the short term market and use and buy the electricity based on howsoever I require it. So I'm not locked in into this agreement of like buying 100 megawatts. So I think this is something that I was trying to like find, and no one was talking about it, and I had to do some like research on the first hand basis, kind of figuring out how this thing works so that I can explain it. So I hopefully I did a good job, and if you liked it, please leave me a comment. And if you want to know more about the DISCOMs, the Udaya Yojana, please also leave a comment, and we can make a video just based on this, because I think Tata Power and all these other companies are going to be affected significantly. But this is how the DISCOMs works. The short term market is only 11% right now. But if you see over here, the bilateral. So bilateral is basically a DISCOM going directly to a production company and asking for them for the electricity, say for the next 1 month. They expect that it's a holiday season and the demand is going to be higher. So say in this example, Gupta Energy is going to go to NTPC and they're going to ask for 100 megawatts of energy. So I go to them, we negotiate a deal. There's a lot of you can understand how cumbersome the process is. But through an exchange, I can just go on IEX, I can see whichever producer has surplus capacity, or what consumer has surplus capacity as well. They can be sellers as well in the market. So I can buy from another consumer and they won't have to suffer, because this way they can give their excess capacity to someone who needs capacity. And like this whole ecosystem is going to be all over India. So like someone in Punjab can sell, obviously you need the infrastructure for it, but this is what the model is. So like in Punjab, someone can buy it from Andhra Pradesh that has extra capacity, or like Telangana, or like anyone anywhere else. So that is how like the whole ecosystem is going to work, and then that's going to help the people and the companies, the DISCOMs, and like even the government as well, because then that way they don't have to subsidize the electricity, because right now they subsidize a portion of it, and industry subsidize a portion of it. So the whole system is pretty messed up. As I said, if you want it, we can make if there's enough interest, we can make a video just explaining what are the problems with this whole situation, and what does the future hold for the electricity electricity in India. So this is another thing here. So we said 11% was the total short term market. We can see the short term market hasn't grown much, and you would say, man, the short term market isn't growing much, why are we so excited? The reason is that the PPAs, so they're locked in, like all these DISCOMs are locked in for 25 years, but slowly and gradually these DISCOMs, these PPAs are going to come to an end, and all that the 89% share that is in the long term market is going to come into the short term market. And we can see how their share, like this is IEX shares in the short term market. So they were at 3% in FY16 and now they're at 6.1%. So their share in the short term market has doubled over the last 5 years, which has led to a huge growth in their revenues and everything else. So I think IEX is at the center, is at the heart of this, these DISCOMs and stuff. You can see they're growing at a 32% CAGR since inception, which is just freaking amazing. Obviously this is going to slow down a little bit with the PPAs, and there's so much they can do. Like if the total share of the short term market is 11%, they can't go over 12%, right? So the potential in the short term is getting a little bit squeezed, but in the long term it's going to be okay. And another thing I want to tell you is that their operating margins are 80%. So that's like their revenues minus their operating expenses at 80%, and after taxes their profit margin is 60%. So that's why I want to tell you again, like we discussed this yesterday, or like the video that we uploaded yesterday about Tata Power, that Tata Power's margins are very low, right? So even though Tata Power is going to do maybe better, but IEX will do better no matter what. So the way IEX makes the most amount of money is they charge about 1.5% approx fees on every transaction. So the person who's selling the energy on the exchange, their infrastructure is so big, there are so many clients, they have so many distribution companies as well as production companies, as well as industrial users who are the main consumers of electricity, and all these people, and like actually the government wants to get it to a point where consumers, we as like you and me, can actually go on and choose our provider, which is going to be great as well in the future. So like literally they have such a huge ecosystem that they can still tap into. So this is just the incubation stage of the company. The market cap is not that huge, so we will discuss the valuations and how what we think about this. And a lot of people are looking at the PE ratio and saying it's overvalued, whereas we'll talk about it as we go forward. So 1.5% of the total amount transacted approximately they get the fees. Indian Gas Exchange is starting this. So Indian Energy Exchange is starting another business called Indian Gas Exchange. So I told you about this, I think, in one of our early videos. I think it was a CDSL video where the best kind of business is the one that can spawn other businesses like it. So IEX is already such a great business. They're spawning another business like them, which is the Indian Gas Exchange. So that is going to help them in the future as well. And that's just going to keep on, you know, just adding on to their profitability. So that is something else to consider. And I think we've basically covered most of the things that are in their favor. Like, there's a huge runway for them to grow into. There's things that are happening for them. And so this is the IGX vision. So, to lead India's transition towards a gas-based economy by architecting new generation solutions for gas trading and access. So the gas consumption, the government's vision is to increase it from 6% to 15% by 2030. So they, as I said, like, they've spawned another business with a very high ROCE and very, very, very good margins. So I think that is also in the long term going to be a huge, huge, huge potential tailwind for the company as well. So that is something to keep your eye on. And so let's just go through a recap kind of why to invest. The margins and the ROC and the balance sheet situation of the company are impeccable. The nature of the business is such that it is not disrupted due to COVID and instead became stronger and more profitable with a lot of new people entering the market. We can say that this is only the beginning and more people will keep joining the market, leading to higher revenues for the company as most of their revenues come from transaction fees. As the electricity market shifts from long-term PPAs to short-term market, IEX is set to succeed. IGX will only add to their value revenues as well as their bottom line. So now, why not to invest? There are many reasons why you shouldn't invest, I feel like, but the only reason I would say is, first of all, regulation. So even in their annual report, if you read through the annual report, they talk about how the government can come into the picture and, like, you know, deregulate them a little bit because they control 95% of this market at this point, like the exchange market of electricity. So monopolies are not good. So as they grow, their growth might be stifled by the government. They might say, you know, like, this is, you can't have such a huge share, or there's other ways how this can, like, play out and how they can be stopped. So that could be something. And there's also something that I read about decoupling. So you can actually buy, the buyer can go on IEX and sell it on a different platform. So, like, it's not like Apple, right? Like, with Apple products, you can only stay with Apple. You can't go somewhere else. So that's why they have that moat. But with IEX, you can actually use multiple exchanges. It is going to be very hard to set up an exchange because the capital outlay, and they have, I think, over 5,000 consumers at this point. So it's not easy for, like, a new player to come into the market and say, you know, I'm just going to take over IEX. That's not going to be possible. But I think the bigger problem is definitely with the regulation. I think the government can stop their growth by saying, you know, you can't just control the market like this. A government player might enter into the market. Chances of that is low, but, like, you know, if there's a huge potential and if the operating margins are that huge, it's not beyond possibility that some other player comes into the market. So they have, like, 4,400 plus industries, 55 plus distributions, 500 plus generators, 99% of the market share. 99% share in the market is huge, and 32% CAGR. So, I mean, this is a pretty much a monopoly business. So let's get into the intrinsic value calculations. Financials we used again for March fiscal year 21. Annual revenue growth rate we used 12%, because I think there's going to be a point where it starts to, I think the last three quarters have been a little bit stagnant, and this is just the nature of the beast. I think it's going to slow down a little bit. And year 10 EBIT margin, I think 15%. We took, I'm pretty sure we took a 75% margin, so that I need to update. I will do that afterwards. So EBIT margin is going to be 75%. And so the VIF valuation quadrant, I put it in. So the business is very, very good. It's a comfortable business. It can't get more comfortable than this. The price is a little bit higher. I don't think it's overpriced. So as I said, the intrinsic value according to us is 380 rupees and 2 paise. And this is after a margin of safety that has been taken into account. So yeah, 50% margin of safety, 380.02 is what it comes out to. I think the price right now is 403 rupees. So we're not that far away from it. And I think, again, as I said in CDSL, if you should watch that video as well. This is a stock with a market cap small still. I think it'll be a good stock to, like, do a sip in. You just keep on buying whatever, like, your total investment horizon is, plus whatever your, I know, again, this is not a investment advice. This is just what we would be doing we would be, you know, just adding slowly and gradually to the position, not at these levels. We'll wait for that 325. That's where we are comfortable with. We gave it a score of 7 just because the valuation is a little bit higher. If it was at 320, maybe that's what I think would be where we would be buying. Around 325 would be where we would be buying heavily. But right now it's just a little bit overvalued. I think there could be a correction. So yeah, the VIF valuation quadrant, according to us, it's a little bit of a questionable price. The business is very comfortable. Like, the business is a 10 on 10. You can't find a better business than this. And that's why I tell you every time, whenever we are looking at businesses, if a strong business that, so this, the thing with IEX is, again, another margin of safety and something that you need to consider also, is a dumb idiot like you and me can run this business. Like, it's not that hard. Whereas Startup Hour, you need someone who's been able to, like, you know, like, who has done stuff in the past and, like, to turn around a business, which is so hard. Like, it's not their fault. Some businesses are just tough to make. It's tough to make work. Like, utility business, by the nature of the business, it's very hard to run. So whenever you're looking at stocks, right, look at the business beyond the stock. Just don't look at the stock always. That's what I tell you. Look at the business. Is the business doing okay? If the business is doing okay over a long period of time, even if you pay a premium, you'll be fine. And obviously, if the market corrects, no one can tell you when the market is going to correct. So you can just, like, do whatever you can do. But with this business, I think you should be fine if you start doing a SIP and slowly increase it if the price goes down. So that's what I would do, as I said. And yeah, guys, before I leave, please subscribe. And again, this is not we are not SEBI registered. So you shouldn't rely on this education or this video. It's only for education purposes. So yeah, please subscribe, like, and share this with a friend, guys. That'll be appreciated. These take a long time to make. So yeah, try to answer all your questions when it comes to that. So thank you so much, guys. And thanks for watching. And thanks for the 100 subscribers again. It was a great milestone. Let's get to 500. Take care, guys. Bye.